Shalom to all! Today we're going to learn Mishnah's Shumas, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Zayin, and Perek Ches, Mishnah Aleph. And today's Mishnah's are being learned Lilu Nishmas, Mars, Miriam, Sarah, Bas, Yaakov, Misha, Her, Nishama, Shadav, and Olio, and Bishchos, Rachel, Bas, Ver, Gittel, and Daniel, Yaz, Brent, Pai, Rachel, they should be benched with Zarshal, Kayama, Bakar of Mamish. And Mishnah Zayin over here continues with the cases that we started discussing in the previous two Mishnah's. We have one box of Truma, one box of Chulin, and we're not so sure which one is which. Mishnah Zayin tells us, Zaras Achas Mehen. Let's say he took the contents of one box and he planted it. Potter, he's potter. What does it mean he's potter? So we know that if a person has truma, he's not allowed to plant it in the ground. He has to give it to the kohen. And if he plants it in the ground, we kenas him, we penalize him, and we tell him he has to uproot everything that he planted. Over here, since we're not so sure if he planted truma or chulin, he's potter from uprooting everything. Vahashnia, what about the contents of the second box? Noigbaka truma, he has to treat it as if it's truma. However, as we said in the previous Mishnah, b'chayeves b'chala, if he wants to turn it into a dough, he's chayev to take chala off of that dough, because maybe it's chulin. Divrei Rab Meir, that's Rab Meir's opinion. Rab Yesi Paiter. And Rab Yesi paters him from taking off chulin. As we had said in the previous Mishnah, it's just considered like regular meduma, and it's not chayev and chala. Let's say Zara Acher Sashnia, a second guy planted the contents of the second box. Putter, he's also putter from uprooting it, because maybe it was the contents of the second box that are chulin, not the first box. Now let's say Zara Echad Ashtehen, if one fellow planted both boxes, so he for sure planted Truma. So what does he do now? So B'davar Shazari Kale, if we're talking about something where the original seed that gets planted is Kale, it completely disintegrates into the ground. For example, when you plant wheat, now when a wheat kernel is planted, it completely breaks down, rots, and disintegrates, and something brand new grows. Mutter. So then, that which grows from that which is planted is completely mutter for non-koyhanim, for zarim to eat. That's because it doesn't have a din of truma. However, ubedavar she'ein zarei kale, if the thing that he planted, the original seed or the original thing that's planted, doesn't disintegrate, for example, garlic or onions, the original onion and garlic is still there in the ground, usser. So then, that which grows from it is usser for a zar, for a non-koyhan to eat. Moving on to Perek Ches Mishnah Aleph. A woman who was allowed to eat truma. This woman was married to a kayin, and since she's married to a kayin, she's allowed to eat truma. But then Bova Amrula, they came and they told her, Mes Balech, your husband died, a gershech, or he divorced you, and now she's not considered married to a kayin anymore, so now she's not allowed to eat truma anymore. V'chein ha'eved shai aicha b'truma. Also an eved, a slave that was able to eat truma. Why was he able to eat truma? Because his master was a kayin, so he's allowed to eat truma. Ubova amrulai, and then they came and they told him, Meis Rabach, your master died, I'm a charech Yisrael, or he sold you to a Yisrael, I'm a sonach matana, or he gave you as a present to someone, I, asach ben chayrin, or he made you free, he set you free, so now you're not a slave anymore. And in all these scenarios, he's not allowed to eat truma anymore. V'chein, kayin chaya aicha b'truma, we have a regular good old kayin who's eating truma, v'noidash hu ben grusha ben chalutza. And then it turns out that he's the son of a grusha or a chalutza. Now we know that a kayin is not allowed to marry a grusha, who's a woman that's divorced, or a chalutza, that's a woman who received chalitza. What's chalitza? So chalitza is when we have two brothers, and one of them dies without children. So the other brother has a mitzvah to marry his former brother's wife. That's called yibum. But if he doesn't want to marry her, then we do something called chalitza. Now a kayin is not allowed to marry a chalutza either. If a kayin marries a grusha or a chalutza and has a child, that child has the din of a chalal, and that child is not allowed to eat truma, and he's not allowed to do avodah in the Beis HaMikdash. So this kayin, who up until now was allowed to eat truma, now finds out that he's a ben grusha or ben chalutza. So Rabbi Eliezer mechayev karen v'chaymesh. Rabbi Eliezer is mechayev all these people to pay a karen and a chaymesh. This woman whose husband died or divorced her, this slave who was freed or his master died, or this fellow who found out he was a ben grusha or ben chalutza, they all have to pay a karen and a chaymesh for any truma they ate when they weren't allowed to eat it. Rabbi Shua says that they're potter from paying. That's because when they ate this truma, they thought that they were allowed to. They were under the assumption, the chazaka, that they were allowed to eat it. So they didn't have to pay for any truma they ate up until this notification. Now something similar, let's say, this fellow's standing and he's bringing karbanis on the mizbeach. He's doing avod in the Beis HaMikdash. V'noida shu ben grusha ben chalutza. And then it turns out that he was a ben grusha ben chalutza. Rabbi Eliezer says, kol karbanos shehekrav al gabim mizbeach, all the karbanos that he had previously brought on the mizbeach, psulim, they're pasul. That's because he wasn't allowed to bring them. Rabbi Shua says that all those karbanos that he brought as a ben grusha ben chalutza, they're kosher. That's because Rabbi Shua has a special pasuk that he learns this from. However, Noida Shu Baal Mum, if it turns out that he was a Baal Mum, he had a blemish, he had a mum of sorts, that turns him into a Kayin that's not allowed to do Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash. There are certain mumim, certain blemishes that tell us that a Kayin, if he has his mum, he's not allowed to do Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash. And it turns out that this fellow has such a mum. So then, even Rabbi Yeshua agrees, Avodah Sapsula, that his Avodah is Pasul, because there's no Pasuk telling us that his Avodah is Kasher. We're going to stop here for the day. Pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Beis, which is really a continuation of Mishnah Aleph and with Mishnah Gimel. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.